Hi, my name is Elisa Newland, and I have been attending Cohort 2 of Data Analytics at the Nashville Software School.
Congrats on getting to the finish line. I know these have been a challenging 6 months for everyone. There's been a lot of changes, and I'm just so impressed by your cohort and everyone graduating right now from NSS. So way to go.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk in just a moment about what you've been building these last 6 months and what you've learned and all that. But I would like to start with your background. What were you doing before NSS? And really, what was the moment you decided to make a change in your life?
Well, I am actually from Silicon Valley, so I've always had a respect for technology. Born and raised there, and in my 30s, I moved to New York City, where I lived for a decade, met my husband, had 2 children, and my husband is from the Nashville area, so we decided to move here so the family could have more of a country and city experience. Being in Nashville, I have survived 2 layoffs after a 5 total throughout my career. And after my second layoff in 2019, I decided I needed to improve my skills. I have always found myself in a position to prepare reports for management. And I thought, you know, it'd be really nice to be able to take it to the next step. So I looked at the data analytics program and thought, you know, this is probably it. This is the way to go. So that's how I found Nashville Software School, just searching online and hearing great things from other coworkers that I'd had.
Yeah.
And now here I am.
Well, way to go. And I know you just mentioned you had, you know, you got 2 kids and, you know, they've been homeschooled now because of all this, right?
Yes.
More or less. And that's, I can't imagine going through NSS, which is already very challenging for all the right reasons. On top of that, all of the other life, you know, demands that have been happening. So way to go.
I'm really excited
for you. So let's talk about what you've created, what your project was, just, you know, what the name was, what it is, then how you built it.
Yeah. My capstone project is called Damn Success, the Inaugural Year and Beyond. And it is about the digital asset management system known as a DAM that I manage at Vanderbilt University. About a year ago, the university implemented it to provide a single repository for all the digital assets that are used across the organization. And that provides a streamlining for marketing and creative operations, but it also saves money because you're eliminating the need for multiple solutions to be managed.
Wow, sounds like a lot. So a DAM at Vanderbilt, what is that? Just like a lot of, like, how does that, what is that?
It's literally a repository of digital assets. So right now it's mostly images because that was the easiest archive to start with. I've had a lot of experience working in the photo world. I actually have a degree in photography. And while I was getting that degree, I was required to take business courses as well. So I've found myself in the business side of the creative world for many years. So, managing a DAM is literally you're the administrator of the program and you are streamlining the keywords that go on to assets and you're training new people to use them. You're setting security permissions, a lot of different things to just keep that DAM growing and successful.
Cool. So what did you learn from your project, the way you've built it and what did you learn? What kind of tech did you have working together? I would love to learn about that next.
Okay. I built the project as a snapshot of the first year of the program being implemented at the university to give us a better idea as to where everything was when we implemented, where it is now, and how do we move forward in growing that community and making it a great experience for all of our users. So I started out by pulling CSV files directly from the DAM. The DAM is actually Cortex. It's built by Orange Logic. And I explored those assets within Excel and did some basic cleaning in Excel, and then I moved those data sets into Python using Jupyter Notebooks. I created a data map to work from as a reference guide so I would know all the different dimensions I was working with across all of my data sets. And in Jupyter Notebooks, I finished the cleaning, I finished the exploration, and actually eliminated all of the private information that I was not allowed to use in order to keep privacy issues intact when I agreed to do this with the university. So once I finished that in Python, I was able to take those clean data sets and move them into Tableau, where I was creating sheets and dashboards and finally my data story. So that can all actually be accessed on Tableau Public now.
That's so cool. And when you think about this kind of project and, you know, learning about data analytics and how to create tools like this, what do you think you want to do next? What do you think is sort of the, after the 6 months that you've learned about this, what kind of job are you looking for? I guess you're planning to stay in Nashville, right? Like what do you think's on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on staying in Nashville. I do love this city. I have really enjoyed being here. And I plan on staying with Vanderbilt as long as they will keep me.
You know, they've been really, I've heard other folks in your cohort also work over at Vanderbilt. It's been really neat to hear their story too about working there and staying there and all of that.
Yeah, it's a really great work environment, extremely supportive of everybody that is there. And my manager has been 100% behind me in this program, which has been fantastic for me. It took a lot of pressure off, not feeling like I was not going to get that support from my employer. So it's been really wonderful in that regard. The DAM program itself right now is still very much in its infancy, and there's a lot that I can be doing to help improve that user experience. And then I want to help to expand it across the entire university, which is the original intention of it anyway. So I'm excited about the growth opportunity for my career there, and really looking forward to getting to know all those different divisions and schools and all the people there, because so far the people at Vanderbilt have been just absolutely stellar.
I love hearing that. It's a great, great place, I hear, and I appreciate you sharing your story about this new journey you're on, and we're all excited to see where you land and the rest of the cohort. Good things are on the way. So thanks so much for taking the time to share your story.
Sure, and thanks for the time with you.